Welcome back to a playoff edition of Ozone Live. Today, our guest is Titan Mercedes Lewis. If you have a question for Mercedes, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live post. Your question can be heard live right here on the air. John, over to you.
Well, thank you, Ashlyn. And Mercedes, usually I've got my little notebook and I've got 10 or 11 questions for a guy. Strikes me, I've known you long enough, I don't need that. But plus, this has got to be a lot of fun, doesn't it? I mean, I think the fans can talk to you a little bit, but tell me about the fun you must be having with this playoff run. You're feeling like a kid again, I assume.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I'm in my 12th year now. Last time we were in the playoffs.
You were not in your 12th year.
Yeah, and I was 22.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm 33 now, and I don't know. It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm. I think even then when we went to the playoffs in 07, like, I didn't really take it in like I'm taking it in now because, you know, at that point I thought it would be something that would be normal.
Right.
But you learn quickly in the NFL, it's not like that. So I'm definitely taking this one in, and you know, I'm having a good time with it.
And you can be on good teams that don't make it this far. This is the final eight now. I mean, you can be on good teams that don't make the playoffs. You can be on good teams that don't make the second round. It's about taking advantage of the moment now, right? Not just looking around, but taking advantage of the opportunity you have on Saturday. On Sunday.
Yeah, it's definitely about taking advantage of the moment, but also getting hot at the right time.
Right.
I think that, you know, we have the ability to go out there and really handle our business and put our best foot forward. You never know what's going to happen. You know, Sunday we look forward to going out there and putting the best product out there on the field and, you know, really just doing what we're trained to do. Mm-hmm. And we put a lot of work into this thing, man, and I don't want it to end yet.
I'm sure you've been asked this a million times and whenever you've talked about this season to people, but did you at any point, you know, during what I think of as sort of the dark times, a lot of losing, a lot of double digit, did you ever sort of lose faith that you might get back to this point, or is that not the way you think?
It's not the way I think.
But a little bit.
I've always had like a growth mindset, so it's weird. Sure. Like I've never let it seep in like that. I always felt like if I was blessed enough to play a long time in this league, that every year something great was going to happen, right? So I was always believing in that mindset and always kind of living my life like I was on a one-day contract. You know, if I didn't give my absolute best or whatever it is that I'm doing that day, that I can't renew my contract. So I always focused on the moment, and then, you know, after the season, I'll come up for air then. But, you know, definitely enjoying this one.
Gotcha.
And, you know, looking forward.
Words of wisdom, Ashlyn. Live life on a one-day contract. And I will go to you from some social.
All right, starting off here on Instagram, Gabrielle Bean O2. Which team did you enjoy being on more, the 07 Jags or this team right now?
That's a good question. I think the 07 Jags was cool. Obviously, I was still so young, so I don't remember, like, specific things that went on this year. I'm, like, the dad on the team, so I kind of, you know, I have a good grasp of what goes on in the locker room and on the field. So I think this team.
It flies by when you're young, doesn't it? I mean, like, it goes so fast that you're not looking around and smelling any roses.
It really does. And, like, you know, obviously, you know, I was fortunate enough to play a lot at that time. I started, you know, my second year in the league. So, you know, when you're that young and you're thrown into the fire and so much of what you do is dependent on.
Right.
You know, like, you can't.
You're just trying to stay caught up.
Yeah. Like, right. You're trying to, like, do your very best at whatever it is that you're doing so you don't have time to be like, oh, what's going on around me? So.
Gotcha, Ashlyn. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go straight to Facebook here. Kenny Bradford Jr., do you enjoy blocking or pass catching more?
I enjoy them both equally the same. I think that, you know, obviously, when I catch a touchdown, it's an amazing feeling. But when I pancake a guy or I make the block to spring Fournette for a 60-yard gain, it's just the same. So I don't know, man. I'm just an old school
just
guy.
The same. You're catching a touchdown.
I'm just an old school guy. You know, I think, you know, being here and, you know, not having great years in between 07 and now. I want to do whatever it takes for us to win games. So, you know, if they need me to block the whole game, I'll do that. If they need me to be a pass catcher, I'll do that. So.
Gotcha. Ashlyn?
All right, with big London announcements today, this is a good one. Darren Chadwick, besides winning in London, what was your favorite part about the visit?
The last visit in particular?
Yes.
The hat trick. I mean, that's something that's
obvious
special.
Answer.
That's something that's special. I've only done that in college. Never had done that in the pros. I didn't even do that in high school. The most I scored was probably twice. But, I mean, to do that, you know, at this level, you're playing against the best in the world. And to have all my teammates just as excited as I am when I score a touchdown, it was a really good experience.
You mentioned your teammates being excited, and something that I've heard guys talk about this week is the camaraderie on this team. And I think being around it, all of us here in digital have noticed it. But so you sort of take it for granted, I guess. But it does seem like the camaraderie on this team is different and has really – I guess, sort of built as the season has gone on. Do you feel that, and why has that happened?
Yeah, I do feel that, and I think, you know, like I've said it before. I mean, I don't know whether it was the tough camp or what it was, but we, you know, we really leaned on each other. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it was designed that way by Doug and Coughlin for us.
Sneaky smart, they were.
Kind of, yeah. You know, and I think that it really helped us, you know, push through whatever it was that we were going to be going through, and it's really helped us. I mean, it sounds cliche, but we really are brothers in there,
right.
And we just have the right makeup. I mean, that's the best I can explain it.
There's camaraderie because you guys all know what you're going through together as pros. But again, there just seems to be this. Doesn't matter if you're a tight end, you can talk to the safeties.
It's
sort of cross-positional, which, again, doesn't always happen in this league.
It doesn't happen like that because it's so people don't understand the anxiety and the pressure it is playing at the professional mm-hmm. level because, you know, your livelihood is based on how well you can produce, and you got these grown men trying to take your job year in and year out.
Right.
Right? And so when you put all that together on a team – you don't know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah,
you have guys that get signed
in.
Right. You have guys that get signed in free agency. You have the young guys from the draft. Then you have the other middle guys that are on the team still trying to find their way. So all phases are just like, who is that guy over there? I don't like that guy. Or I'm going to take his job.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's the way I feel about JP. Yeah.
So to have guys to have total buy-in, put all selfish stuff aside,
right?
It's amazing.
It's cool. Ashlyn, back to you.
All right, sticking with Facebook here. Russell Tapley, do you ever feel the need to pump Blake up when he's having kind of an off day?
Blake is one of those guys. He's not super, like, loud. He's not like a rah-rah type leader. Kind of like me. Like, I'd rather just lead by example. So I know how to deal with Blake. I don't necessarily feel like I have to give him a pat on the butt. But we do talk every now and then, and Blake is a guy that you can talk to and he'll understand it. Mm-hmm. You know that he really cares about it, right? And so that's why I've always been behind him this whole entire time. You know, one thing that I always try to stress to Blake is like, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. That other team is getting paid too, right? And if you're blessed enough to play in this league for a long time, you're going to have another bad game.
Right.
Right? But it's about how you bounce back and how you smash through that wall. And Blake has done a lot of good things for us this year. And I look forward to him doing some great things for us on Sunday.
I believe Ashlyn has a question about number 20, which is always
yes,
a good topic.
Yes, I'm curious to hear this answer. Tristan Mahomes, can Ramsey beat you one-on-one in basketball?
No.
You didn't even hear the sport yet?
No.
No, just all
no,
around
he,
no.
He can't beat me in basketball. That's what I do.
All right. There you go. I wonder if he's listening. And will he have a different answer to this?
Yeah, text him.
Now, kidding aside about Jalen, obviously you're the better basketball player. Nobody's going to doubt you as long as you're here and he's not. But talk about he's as good an athlete, as good a player as I've been around. Same true of you?
Yeah, he's ridiculous. I mean, I knew that when he first got in here and we had like OTAs or whatever it was. The first time I seen him practice, and he's like running, like he looks like he's jogging, but
right.
He's like passing everybody up. And then he's tall and then like has long arms mm-hmm. and he's like fitting in the run game and making tackles. I'm just like, yo, where do we find this animal from?
Right.
You know? And I know that it's, you know, the receivers that have to go up against him, I feel mm-hmm. sorry for him because they're really at a disadvantage no matter how good they are. If Jalen brings his A game feel sorry for you.
I got you. Ashlyn?
All right, Brian Rowland, what is the coldest game you ever remember playing in?
Until Sunday.
Ooh-wee. 2008 Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And it was like in the teens and like 10-mile-an-hour wind chill, and it was bad. Like, I remember catching a pass, falling down on the grass, and, like, splitting my elbow. The grass was so hard.
Now, players always say you put it away once the game starts, but is it ever really away, or is it?
Nah, it's
there.
You
gotta say, because I know it's cold on things.
Yeah.
You gotta say it.
Oh, it's there, like, you're breathing, and your nose is numb, so you don't feel your nose, but you feel the air going
right
through the nostrils. I mean, your mouth gets numb, so you're not really moving your mouth, but your words are coming out.
Right.
Like, your nose is running, but you can't really feel it running.
Yeah, let's stay away from this.
So. It's a lot.
It's a lot of detail.
It's a lot.
All right, Bobby Brown, who was the toughest defensive lineman you've ever had to block?
There's a lot of defensive linemen over 12 years.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave any good ones out. I probably have to say Julius Peppers.
All right, that's a good one. Are you going to finish your career as a Jaguar? Terry Jones from Facebook.
Wow, reporter's question.
Sorry, it was blunt, but
so.
We have to know.
I hope so. I have a good 2 or 3 years left in me. You know, this is last year on my deal this year. You know, I feel like I'm still getting better. I'm still learning. I played very well this year. You know, I look forward to the end of my career here.
And that's an amazing thing, even to have gotten 12 in with one team in this day and age. And I know from talking to you over the years, that has come to matter more and more to you, hasn't it? The relationship, the fact that you've been with the franchise through, you know, goodness knows, a roller coaster at best.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, two owners, two GMs, 5 or 6 head coaches, about the same amount of position coaches.
47 coordinators at this point.
It's ridiculous. So many different tight ends come through that room. So I've seen a lot. I've been through everything. It's been a blessing for me to be able to play and really be with one team.
Gotcha.
I've learned a lot about myself, and my skill set does travel no matter who the coach is.
Mm-hmm.
They like my game. So, you know, it's definitely been a blessing.
I hear. We have two more from Ashlyn Sullivan.
Yes, one from Twitter. Stop Julius Prime. Mercedes, you've run block for Freddie T, MJD, and now Fournette. How is Fournette similar to those two, and how is he different?
Similar to those two in the fact that, you know, his drive on the field. He has a presence about himself on the field, and Freddie T and Maurice both had that. And I would say that, you know, he has a little bit of Freddie T and Maurice as far as, you know, Maurice run you over, so with Freddie T. They both are shifty. And different. I just think that Fournette is more of a traditional downhill running back. And I think that, you know, based on how our offense is built, he's perfect for, you know, how we want to go about our business.
I think Ashlyn has one more.
One more from Instagram. Matt Mitch 111. What do you think the key parts for the Jags to win on Sunday is?
Playing within our scheme, doing what we've been coached to do, just stay within what our game plan is. Nobody has to go out there and be Superman. Just as long as we go out there and do what we have to do and execute, it'll be enough.
And one thing that strikes me about this team, Mercedes, just from being around it all year, it's a young team, but there's not a person you talk to or a feeling when you walk into the locker room that there's going to be any sort of intimidation going to Pittsburgh, if you follow me. Like, a lot of young teams, you might think that's a factor, but there's something about the swagger, the way this team walks. It's hard to imagine that being a factor, if you get my drift.
Yeah. This team really is like, you heard that, like the saying, like, act like you've been there.
Right.
Like, you would think we've been there. You know what I mean? And this is the new Jags.
Yeah.
You know, and with every rep, with every game that we play in, everybody's gaining more and more confidence. So confidence won't be an issue going into Sunday.
That's a perfect way to finish. I always enjoy it, bud.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Ashlyn, back to you.
Yes, thank you, Mercedes, for joining us today. I know you're busy prepping for the Steelers, so thank you for coming in and joining us here today. And thank you to the fans for tuning in, sending in all your questions. We'll see you right back here next Thursday.